Intermediary relationships. Brokers have a conflict of interest when representing both sides of a transaction. The intermediary process is a set of rules that make it possible to bring client buyers and sellers together while at the same time representing their best interests. When this type of transaction occurs, the broker becomes the intermediary. Since the broker has a personal duty to represent both sides, it is only appropriate that the broker remain neutral and avoid negotiating for either party. The broker cannot do anything that would give an advantage to one client at the expense of the other. In order to practice intermediary, the broker must have the written consent of both parties, and the written consent must state the source of any anticipated compensation. We most often obtain these consents in the listing agreement and the buyer representation agreement. In that written consent, the seller is giving the broker permission to show their property to buyers whom the broker also represents. Likewise, the buyer is giving the broker written consent to show them properties listed with the firm. Intermediary with appointments. Our in-house sale involves two agents of broker Bob. Sue with the seller and Bill with the buyer. See figure on right. In this situation, broker Bob will most likely appoint Sue to represent the seller, and Bill to represent the buyer. The appointed associates will give advice and opinions, which means negotiate to their respective parties. The broker must make the appointments in writing. Realtors most often use the intermediary relationship notice.